Hello, everyone, and welcome to JFG tonight. We have Rumble, who has withdrawn from France. Rumble will not be serving their website in France because the Europeans were getting too demanding on controls of speech, and they've decided, all right, we're not going to compromise on our promise to be free speech. Rumble disables access to its video platform in France. Recently, the French government demanded that we remove certain Russian news sources from Rumble. As part of our mission to restore a free and open internet, we have committed not to move the goalpost on our content policies. Users with unpopular views are free to access our platform on the same terms as our millions of other users. Accordingly, we have decided to disable access to Rumble for users in France while we challenge the legality of the government's demands. This decision will not have a material effect on our business, as France represents less than 1% of our users. The French people, however, will lose access to a wide range of Rumble content because of these government demands. We hope the French government reconsiders its decision so we can restore access soon. That's exactly what we've been needing. I'm super happy that they're doing this. We need to start saying to these governments, all right, you want to become third world? You want to have only the official voices speak to your people? Go ahead. Just deprive your people of freedom to hear, because that's what it is ultimately. The freedom to hear a different point of view, and you'll be living in a parallel reality. Today there was the hearing on the Parkland shooter. And there were people who are the parents or grandparents of the children who have died. And they came to speak directly to the face of the Parkland shooter. We didn't see much emotion in the face of the Parkland shooter. So it was mostly just a dumping onto the guy. We can view a little part here to give you an idea. Oops, the sound is not enabled.
Prior to February 14, 2018, I bought Valentine's Day cards at the nearby dollar store, only to have met a cashier. As I checked out, that would change my life. Person to come over to your house and bring you brownies and welcome you.
So this woman was saying that she would have wanted to bring him brownies. But now that she hopes he goes to hell. So she's a little long-winded in her speech, but that's basically her message. And a lot of people were ending their speech by, I hope you go to hell and you burn in hell. They were apparently frustrated that there wasn't the death penalty here, because they say if there's no death penalty for what this guy has done, then when can we use the death penalty? It's an argument, but at the same time, you know, we live in a leftist society. This is what you guys have been wanting. You've been wanting understanding of the criminals, and that's what we end up with. Don't complain to me. You guys have been wanting this. Purple Tuna says, Americans are over-emotional. No wonder 10% of them are on mental medication. It's off-putting. Maybe they are. Maybe they don't have this JF autism. I muted myself to cut, and I forgot to unmute myself. So how are you doing, people of the regular chat? No amnesty. No, there will be no amnesty. The people who have oppressed our rights, our medical rights, our rights to travel and business, are asking for amnesty. But Owen Benjamin has a very good way of framing it to tell them, fuck off. He says, regarding the pandemic amnesty, the people who shamed you, pressured you, and openly cheered the idea of loss of freedom and life for everyone who opted out of the experimental vaccine are apparently calling for some kind of reconciliation. They said they would remove our access to venues. They said they would close churches. They said they would remove access to grocery stores. They wanted to silence your internet connections to like-minded people. Ironically, when they said we didn't take the situation seriously, no one took it more seriously than those I've built strong bonds with since this started. We are building our own venues, our own churches, growing our own food, and securing our networks. I don't mean this as a rhetorical slam, but as a truthful statement. When I heard they wanted to call for amnesty, my honest and immediate reaction was, I haven't even thought about you since this started. You sincerely offer nothing of true value and nothing I want. If we didn't like it, we were supposed to start our own, so we did. There will be no amnesty. You guys are unrepairable. You are broken beings who, for a fiction that you created in your head about causality and death, you have judged everyone around you. You have judged people for their medical decision. You have forced people down the path of death for their loved ones and their children. And we will never forget this. We will never forget that we live among a majority of genocidal, crazed maniacs. That's what you are. And there is no amnesty for you guys. There will be a 10,000-year walk in the desert for you guys. That's what you will have. Because our children and our grandchildren, we will be teaching them to be extremely careful with you guys. I'm talking to those who have supported this oppression against us. And at the end of it, hopefully, you will realize just how much harm you've been causing with your technocracy, with your experts, and eventually we will build a better world than yours. Purple Tuna says, not just compared to JF, Americans are emotional compared to pretty much every other group average. I don't know this. I don't know the whole world, you know, but I don't know. Are they emotional in Afghanistan? No idea. Dude says, dude, my temp agency was happy I was excluded from a job from no injections. Haha, I win. Yes, we have created networks of employment and networks of survival. And this is so good because it's exactly what we needed to create. To be cancel culture resilient, to be free, so that your next craze won't even bother us. We won't even think about you. To us, you guys are the puppets of the capitalist system. Not that I hate capitalism, but you guys are the true puppets, ready to kneel to every request of the government, and ready to make yourself the police agent of the government against us. We will never forget, we will never forgive. Some rapper has been killed. You know, I'm so disconnected from the current rap scene that I only hear about rappers when they die. So this rapper was Migos from a group called Takeoff. Fatally shot in Houston. Police confirms. And some other rapper was saying that, oh my God, why do we do this? Why do we kill each other? Very interesting. I think he lacks insight. Let's listen to what he says.
I swear, why do we do this? Why do we?
I've been trying to tell why do you do this. Unfortunately, I've been censored, and so my information doesn't quite get to you. The guy's name is Designers. We do this because mostly of evolutionary considerations. If you'd like to know more, watch my videos and debates.
Do this? Why do we fucking do this? I swear to God, this ain't nothing. I'm done rap. I'm done rap. Yo, you.
He says, I'm done rap, which I understand is he wants to give up his career as a rapper. This is the lack of insight I'm talking about. This guy doesn't understand that this death is not because of rap. This death is a statistical death that was likely to happen simply because of a series of conditions within society and within your demographics that are just making this likely. And cut the rap out, and it might still happen. It will happen to thousands of black men this year, next year, and the year after, and the year after. So cutting yourself from the rap scene is not necessarily a solution, because rap is just, it's just a symptom of a greater social problem that we're faced with, which is criminality within your community.
Hearing of me is done. This version of me is done. It's done.
No, it's not going to fix anything. You can stop rapping. Maybe you'll be in a little less danger statistically, but you will be exposed to a very high risk of murder.
It's done. It's done. It's done. It's done. That took take off, bro. It's done.
It's bizarre the way he cries with his voice. I don't see much tears here.
Y'all wanted it, it's over. Y'all wanted it, it's over. Y'all wanted it, it's over. Y'all wanted it, it's over.
You know what it is, it's over. Well, okay. So I listened to a little bit of the rap that we're talking about. Let's have a look here. We set the trends, Jim Jones and Migos.
Spin again. I've been trying to get the money, I've been trying to feel my fan, cause these niggas don't wanna see me win.
No,
I was thinking about the rolling, but I went and cut the riches, then I went and put my mama in the Benz.
No.
I get it in,
get it.
In the pit, sweet fucking two twins. I thought about the Glock, but I went nipping in. And the niggas spinning.
So see, I thought about the Glock, but something, something, blah. So they were talking about street stuff, murder, and they got murdered. I mean, one of them got murdered. So apparently it was a little show in the black community in a bowling alley, and the group was there, and they had this little contract to make a private show with whoever paid them, I guess. And someone came in and shot, and there were two injured, and the rapper Migos has been killed. Takeoff member of rap group Migos dead at 28. Takeoff, who was one third of the platinum selling rap group Migos. Okay, so Takeoff is the name of the guy. Migos is the name of the group. I understand now. Was shot and killed early Tuesday in Houston, Texas. A source close to the group confirmed. He was 28. Houston police say they responded to the scene of a shooting in downtown Houston at a bowling and pool hall around 2:30 a.m. One person was found dead. Two other victims were taken in private vehicles to hospitals. According to authorities, police were informed that a private party had been held at the venue prior to the shooting. An investigation is ongoing. All right, so that happens. This is the life. Without a parachute, Musk fired Twitter execs. Guy from V, I'm banning you because that is an explicit attempt that you just did at trying to put me in trouble. Guy from V, you've been a member of the audience for many years. Much love to you. I'm tired of people who are trying to bend their wording to put me in trouble. So I'm banning you forever. Anyways, you've not been making massive contributions to this show. You suck. Fuck you. Bye. Without a parachute, Musk fired Twitter execs for cause to prevent huge severance payouts. I love this. I hope that's true. From Breitbart News, they were supposed to get a total of 90 millions, just the people fired, just Parag Agrawal and the two or three others that have been fired up to now. Together, they had golden parachute contracts that was giving them like 40 million for Agrawal. 40 million to just get fired. Can you believe this? However, the contract was mentioning if you get fired for cause, you will not get that money. And Elon Musk decided, all right, I have cause to fire you. I don't like the way you behave with me. I don't like the productivity. I asked you in messaging, what have you done this week? And you've not answered. He has cause. I mean, imagine you have an employee and you say, what have you done this week? And he's not answering to you. Oh, well, I mean, he may have an argument, Parag Agrawal, to say that these text exchanges didn't happen when Elon Musk was the boss. It happened before the final purchase. So I don't know. He might try to bring this in court, but it's going to be a fight, and it's going to be tiring for Parag Agrawal to try to get his money. So I love the way Elon just makes it difficult for the people who parasite his entities. And it's like, go ahead, try to get it, but I'm not giving it to you. Absolutely beautiful. We must commend this man. He is a courageous, solid man. And who cares? What can Parag Agrawal do? Because usually these golden parachutes are meant to get the guy out of the system and not have him make some damage to your company. But Elon Musk doesn't care about this. It's like, try to damage Twitter. What are you going to do? John Drake says, it's cheaper for him to battle it out in court than to pay off. Exactly. So Elon Musk, with maybe $1 million of fees in lawyers, can get this $40 million not to be payable for at least a year, if not a couple of years. So it's worth it. It's just worth it. As previously reported, Musk cleaned the house after taking control of Twitter, firing CEO Parag Agrawal, CFO Ned Segal, and Vijaya Gadde. Head of legal policy, trust, and safety, Gadde was a primary player in the censoring of the Hunter Biden story. Here I am online, says, I support JF's banning of that Spurg. Well, too bad, guy from V. I've been catching him a couple of times. So it's not just his behavior today. But for a couple of times these last few days, he's been trying to violate the rules. Sometimes I clicked on remove. Today I had decided if he does it again, it's banned. I've also warned Nat on the Discord. You guys on the Discord who are trying, I read every single message on the Discord. You guys who are appealing to violence and stuff, I'm going to see it. Firestarter says, can't he demote them to janitors? And if they don't clean the toilets, he can fire them with cause. Maybe he could, but the problem is they would clean the toilets. Would you clean toilets for $40 million? It's like, oh yeah, Elon, I want it to be shiny for you. They would probably clean the toilets, but Elon doesn't care, because worst case scenario, what? He loses in court, pays $1 million in lawyer fees, and ends up paying the $40 million. In first appearance since election, Bolsonaro refuses to concede, vows to follow the Constitution. This is being covered by different news very differently. There are some news that are reporting that following the Constitution means that he's giving up and that he will give his opponent the transition, but C-Zero Hedge covers it as he has refused to concede. Well, certainly, in the speech that he did, it was a very short speech, and he didn't say, I concede, he didn't say, I lost. He says, we will follow the Constitution. What can that mean? I have no idea, but right now his supporters are on the street. The supporters of Bolsonaro are preparing for the largest gathering of people in human history, because Brazil is this overpopulated thing, you know? The truckers of the country that are siding with Bolsonaro have blocked multiple roads with their truck, and you can see them in the protest here.
É isso aí, gente! O Brasil é nosso! Deus abençoe cada que está aqui! O Brasil é nosso, nós somos a nação.
You can see tires being used to block roads in Brazil because they are unsatisfied with the MediaTek conclusion that that Bolsonaro has lost the election. Well, Brazil. It's a little late to save your country, my friends. You've been totally swamped with demographic replacement for too long. If you're in Brazil, it was time to run away about 30 years ago. Brazil. I don't have much hope for the pro-Bolsonaro people here for having some kind of due process. We've not had due process even in the US, so in Brazil, forget it. I need 10 seconds, I'll be back. All right, if you would like to support the show, use the dollar button under the Odyssey chat. Odyssey super chats are my favorite way to receive support for the show. People have been very generous also on Patreon and Subscribestar. Thank you so much. It's still time to subscribe through Subscribestar, Patreon. If you would like to be part of the private Patreon hangout this month, it will be somewhere between the 10th and the 20th. And alternatively, if you don't like the Odyssey Super Chats, feel free to use Entropy. The link to Entropy is in the description below. Elon Musk, yesterday we covered that his takeover of Twitter could involve a $20 per month fee for those people who want the Twitter Blue service that would be connected to having a checkmark, to having a blue checkmark. And people were complaining. I was very happy. At $20, it's a little high in terms of a price because you end up paying almost the amount that you would expect to pay for a phone or something like this. And it's just one app among others. $20 was relatively high, but I'm happy that the blue check marks are losing their elite status, which wasn't sustainable. It was ridiculous just how basically, to get a blue check mark, you had to side with journalism on the mainstream leftist side. However, we learned today. Lakshad says, did JF speak on Takeoff yet? Yes, I have spoken about Takeoff. We have listened to their music. It's crap. Now, today we learned that first, Elon Musk has answered by tweet to Stephen King. Stephen King was... Can you imagine being Stephen King and complaining about a $20 fee for something that you've been having for free and that you've been enjoying for free for a long time? Stephen King had been complaining. Elon Musk answered to his tweet. He said, okay, how about $8 a month? We need to find a way to run this thing, and we need to cover our expenses. I think it's totally reasonable to ask for $8 a month. And he says, people who pay Twitter Blue will have a couple of things. Here they are. he says, we need to pay the bills somehow. Twitter cannot rely entirely on advertisers. How about $8? Twitter's current lords and peasants system for who has or doesn't have a blue check mark is bullshit. Power to the people. Blue for $8 a month. Price adjust by country proportionate to purchasing power parity. You will also get priority in replies, mentions, and search, which is essential to defeat spam, scams, ability to post long video and audio, and half as many ads. I like the idea, and at $8 a month, I think it's pretty affordable. I'm super happy about this. Now, Elon, you have to unban me. I don't know, are there some people here who could clip this and put it on Twitter? Because I'm unable to be on Twitter. I have been banned. Elon, I am an author. I am a biologist who has come up with a very important... a very important theory about the origins of life, which has been accepted by great biologists. It's important that I come back to Twitter. And in fact, yesterday, you know what I did? I took my band account and I bought Twitter Blue. I sent you $6, $6 Canadian, just to encourage you in your business venture. But I now pay for Twitter Blue, okay? But I can't benefit from it. Because when I click on Twitter Blue service, I'm seeing no notifications. You are following no one. That's because my account has been unfairly banned. It's been unfairly banned because I'm an independent producer and I have to produce my own shows. And back in the days when it was banned, I guess that's the reason, although I've never had an explanation from Twitter. I was putting up the link to my show every day, but it's always the same link because I don't produce on YouTube because of the free speech issue with YouTube. So producing on another website, which is Entropy and Odyssey, I was ending up always putting up the same link and saying, come and watch the show tonight. Maybe it's what caused the Twitter algorithm to decide that I was a spammer. But I'm not a spammer. CNN is putting up their links to their website every day, dozens of times a day. So if you want Twitter to be fair, you have to allow an independent producer to at least tweet about his own stuff, the same way CNN tweets about CNN stuff and Fox News tweets about Fox News. I hope that you will unban me. I'm very worried about who you've kept in the trust and safety team at Twitter. I think they're going to play you from down under, Elon. So watch them. Ask them, why is JF not on Twitter? Why do we have a banned account that pays $6 a month to us? And there are serious consequences in selling a product to someone who's not able to derive benefits from it. You're telling me you're going to take my money, but you're not giving me the service. This is not something you want to do in Canada. Elon, I don't want to threaten you because I love you. Please unban my account and restore all of the accounts that were banned before. Restore all of the accounts that were ever banned because they were my friends. They got mischaracterized as bots. And they got mischaracterized because the administration that was there before you was a woke, leftist administration that wanted to take over speech on the public space. Restore my account, please. And thank you to anyone who clips this and send this to Elon on Twitter, because I can't. And I'm not going to start an alternative account. Because I just believe in my account. My account, it's written on it that I was with Twitter since the very beginning. Way before any of these blue check marks came in, by the way. They all came to Twitter 5 years later. 2015, 2016. I was there since 2011. Twitter got successful because of people like me. It started to suck because of people like them. And Elon, if you allow me back on Twitter, the first thing I will do is lay the law and drop the mic on these elitist assholes that have taken over Twitter. Please do it, Elon. It's going to be hilarious. Some random bloke says, Twitter rebanned Nick Fuentes after he opened an account. Yeah, I mean, they said they will follow their current censorship rules. How can you be following something that you know is unjust? And we've already seen Elon Musk personally intervene to unblock an Arizona Republican senator. It's important, Elon, that you don't just unblock the center-right fucking Republicans, okay? It's important that you unblock the free thinkers who have made this platform to be interesting, to be much more interesting than politics itself. Even politics got accidentally more interesting because of Twitter. So unban the free thinkers, Elon. Now, the elitist blue check marks are going crazy about this $8 option. I can't believe we got to see that guy beg Mr. Stephen King for $8 to $20 and also beg for his approval. Ha ha ha. This shows me how I want to return to Twitter so I can talk to leftists and put it in their face what they don't like to admit. But holy shit, I had almost forgotten how stupid people are on Twitter. He thinks that Elon Musk offering $8 instead of $20 to Stephen King is him begging for approval. It's not. It's negotiation, you idiot. And Elon Musk is trying to find a compromise where they wouldn't be frustrated and it would be a reasonable amount and the platform could operate, because Twitter cannot operate in its current condition. It spends way too much money to censor its own user base. Then it loses its user base. Then people hate Twitter and they don't make money. Blacksmith Waffen says, evidently, not much has changed because people are still having accounts suspended for odd reasons. No, nothing has changed, basically, because Elon said we have to wait for the council. Fuck your council, Elon. It's not going to work. And by the way, Yoel Roth, who is in your Twitter censorship team, extremely worrying. Past anti-white tweets in the past. I don't think you should keep this guy on. Give him a golden parachute. Thank you, Yoel Roth. Thank you for your service, but you've been ruining our user base. Bye. Mama JF, what's up?
Hey, this debate doesn't even make sense, because I thought blue check mark was just to distinguish you from like a fake account people would do of you.
That's because the leftists don't want to explicitly admit that they have a social standing system. They have an authority system that allows them to identify who is the thought leader among them.
Yeah, it's like a caste system.
Yes, it's a caste system, but to avoid having to admit that they have a caste system because they don't like authority, they had to invent this whole thing that, oh, the blue check mark is just to recognize false accounts. Which, if it was just for this, you would allow it to everyone.
It's not even the real purpose of the blue check mark.
Yes. The true purpose of the blue check mark is to have an official status within the ADL, mainstream, elite thinking kind of leftists. And it's absolute crap, which is why they removed the check mark to people like Richard Spencer. Why would you remove a check mark if it helps people figure out the true account? Because it's a sign of social status. The Moon was saying, everyone on Twitter can get verified for $8 per month. I don't get it. Why is this a good idea? It's a good idea because you guys have been abusing the blue check mark system to promote and form a cartel on Twitter, a cartel that was owned by mainstream journal newspaper company. Purple Tuna says, JF, is your mama even a blue check marked person? Mama JF doesn't have a Twitter account. However, she has a great ID. And if Elon Musk unbans me, I will highly encourage Mama JF to start a Twitter account. And I'm willing to pay for her to get a blue check mark because I would like her to pursue this idea of having a web presence around how did she call it? The Association for Brot Awareness, Bone Brot Awareness, the Association for Bone Brot Awareness. And can you imagine every day receiving an update on Twitter from Mama JF, just a picture of another type of bone broth that she's preparing. Here you would have the beef bones coming out of the pan, and she would be roasting those beef bones, and they would look brown and beautiful and well cooked, and she puts them in water with onions and celery. It would be absolutely awesome. I think Mama JF could reach higher celebrity status than me with this ID. The Bone Broth Awareness Association. So yeah, the Twitterettes are stuck with their cognitive dissonance. If you cannot admit that it's a social status system, why are you even crying then? Why are you even pissed at this idea that everyone could have that check mark? Mama JF, what's up?
Yeah, even in their term of condition, they say you cannot discriminate caste system.
Yeah, you cannot discriminate against caste.
And they make a caste themselves.
And they produce a caste. Well, that's it's the whole idea of leftism. I mean, it's you cannot do this, but we can. You cannot sell alcohol, but we, the state, can. You cannot give social status or authorities to people, but we can with our experts and our medical thinkers. Thomas Howard says the blue check marks are a cartel of mainstream journalism and terrorists. JF goes on full on anti-Semitism before our eyes. That's no way to gain cartel approval. No, they won't like it, but you know, anti-Semitism, I don't know that this applies to what I've been saying. Unless you interpret it in a very different way than I meant it. They are going to... Oh, Mama JF, what's up?
Maybe he was talking about the bone broth.
The bone broth?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, but seriously, the bone broth is so good. Because I watched the healthy channel, okay?
Mm-hmm.
They never talk about bone broth. They only eat salad and stuff.
Yeah. And the salad will not provide you with the animal elements of animal tissue. Blood, gelatin, and all these healthy things that are in the animal muscles and bone. Absolutely, bone broth is the only way you can get all of it into water. Purple Tuna says, your idea of fighting the leftist is to submit to the blue checkmark virtue signaling? No, it's to overtake it and destroy it, to be clear. Once the blue check mark is purchasable for $8 a month, it won't have its social status that the leftists want it to have. It's just going to be a sign that, hey, I'm a businessman on the internet. I'm here to offer information and stuff that I like. And I solicit your attention. And this is where the mainstream media will be at equal footing. Because, okay, you can pay blue check marks to your journalist. They're going to be equally favored by the algorithm as the people like me who are independent thinkers. So that is where the game of Twitter comes back to what it was in 2011, 2012. It's if you produce higher quality than me, you'll be favored by the algorithm. But we know that they don't. We know that to take over YouTube, they had to trick the algorithm. There was a time, again, I say it often, there was a time at which my channel was getting more views than CNN. I don't know if you guys are remembering this, but the opening of the YouTube channel of CNN, they had 2,000 views on certain videos. And that's like many months after opening. So we were totally dominating. And the web played fair leads us to win. The web as it stands now is not a fair game anymore. Tillman says, JF, did you read that Amber Heard canceled her Twitter account? Elon was probably checking her DMs. I don't think he was, but I didn't hear about it. But I'm happy because Amber Heard does not belong in the public conversation. She is someone who's willing to use the words of victimization to destroy the life of her ex. And as such, like all women who make false allegations, she should be shunned away from polite society. And we should say, okay, these people have problems in their fucking head. And as long as they haven't fixed it and apologized, they should just go away. They are going to frame me. Not 29-year-old stablecoin innovator found dead after tweeting about CIA and Mossad pedo elite. A prominent figure in cryptocurrencies who claimed his ex-girlfriend was a spy and thought he might be suicided by the CIA was found dead one day after tweeting about an alleged sex trafficking entrapment blackmail ring out of Puerto Rico and the Caribbean islands. Nikolai Arkady Mushigan, the 29-year-old founder of MakerDAO, Balancer Labs, and the decentralized DAI stablecoin, was found dead last Friday in San Juan, Puerto Rico. According to local officials, he was swept away by sea currents behind Ashford Hospital in Condado and drowned. On October 29th, Tether.io co-founder Craig Sellers tweeted of Mushigan's death, noting that it came 5 days after the MakerDAO community approved custodian partnership with Coinbase. Well, a lot of bizarre things. I'm very interested about this reference to a sex trafficking entrapment blackmail ring out of Puerto Rico and the Caribbean island. You know how this sounds to me? It sounds like you fucked a minor. It sounds like you fucked a minor, and then the people who had you fuck this minor took pictures, and they knew you had fucked a minor, and then they tried to entrap you, and they tried to blackmail you by saying, give us the keys to your stablecoin master wallet, and then you were like, oh shit, I fucked a minor, and then someone killed you, either yourself or they killed you because you didn't want to give your stablecoin keys. Well, we'll never know, perhaps. We'll never know what happened with him. But how would you know that there's an entrapment blackmail ring of sex trafficking if it's not true fucking one of these girls? It's like, it seems too detailed. The guy is not a journalist. It's not like he's interviewing people. It's like, oh no, I just arrived in Puerto Rico. There is a sex trafficking entrapment blackmail ring. So you've been blackmailed. But when you get blackmailed on this stuff, you must have fucked the girl because there would be nothing to blackmail you with. Those are my conclusion. Be careful with sex tourism. I've seen people fall for this. Sex tourism is the greatest scam. It is dirty in all ways. You're going to get in trouble. The woman doesn't love you. There are just countries out there where women are extremely trained and aware that they can drain money from a Western man. And they will make you believe that they're your girlfriend for 3 weeks. Do not engage in sex trafficking and sex tourism. I've seen it done by people close to me that I loved. It destroys your life. It creates a life of illusion. And that's in the best cases. In the worst cases, you will end up in a taxi, being asked to pay $1,000, $5,000, $10,000 to remain alive. Don't do it. Mama JF says, better than bouillon is not better than mama. That will be your slogan for your new association. All right, what else do we have? You murderous hypocrites. Again, the No Amnesty team of tonight. Outrage ensues after The Atlantic suggests amnesty for pandemic authoritarians. John Drake raises an important point. He says, I couldn't imagine any reason to be in Puerto Rico. The thing is, there is a reason for these guys. Sorry, I have to sneeze. I'll be back in 10 seconds. There is a reason for these guys to be in Puerto Rico. Puerto Rico is the tax haven for being in a kind of Western civilization-like place, kind of United States-like place, and yet pay no taxes. So the crypto people are all headed into Puerto Rico. But exactly, I will never go to Puerto Rico because I recognize that you can have billions of dollars in crypto. If you don't have the basic rights of not being killed with a bullet behind your head on the border of the ocean, your crypto is worth nothing. So people have to understand this. Abandoning your fundamental rights to a healthy society that is not criminal, that is not targeted by hurricanes on an every year basis, that is so much more valuable than the number of millions of dollars you have in crypto. You murderous hypocrites. Outrage ensues after The Atlantic suggests amnesty for pandemic authoritarians. The Atlantic has come under fire for suggesting that all the terrible pandemic-era decisions over lockdowns, school closures, and masking, and punishing an entire class of people who question the efficacy and wisdom of taking a rushed experimental vaccine for a virus with a 99% survival rate in most, should all be water under the bridge. We need to forgive one another for what we did and said when we were in the dark about COVID. No forgiving. No forgiving because you didn't let us speak. You didn't let us have our own view throughout it. And therefore, it's more than just the vaccine or the pandemic. And it's more than you being in the dark. It's you having a fundamental issue with the idea of liberty in Western civilization. So no, no, no. If it was just a misguided calculation, if it was just that, oh, I got it wrong, I said that the vaccine was safe and it's not safe, then no harm, no foul. But you tried to impose it on us. You tried to force it against us. And therefore, you haven't learned the lessons. You haven't learned what you did wrong. It's not about the pandemic. It's about you. You're a dangerous person to live with. Just an example of voting fraud in Brazil. The green button to confirm the choice Bolsonaro does not work for some reason.
Quai, seu app de vídeos curtos.
Okay, well, those are some examples of people saying there were problems with the voting machines. These freaking voting machines, I will not believe a single election with this stuff. I only believe in the Canadian system of election with full custody and verification of each ballot box. Everyone can do it. If Canadians can do this, you can do it too. A machine is always, there's always something hidden in a machine. Always. The Telegraph says a production of Romeo and Juliet for non-binary performers, with Juliet reimagined as a persecuted Jew and Romeo as a member of Hitler Youth, has become embroiled in a row over its failure to include Jewish people in a casting call. And, you know, notice here, they complained that Jewish people were not included in the casting call. But did they complain that there was no genuine call for genuine Nazi Hitler Youth? Doesn't seem like it. They only complain because the actor playing Juliet wasn't a Jew, but they're not complaining that the actor playing Romeo was not actually part of the Nazi Hitler Youth. There's a double standard here to be called out, and I'm going to call it out. SpaceX landing back onto the Earth. Look at this. Two rockets in a row. It's amazing when the rocket starts you know, deploying its explosion force, you hear it in sound. Beautiful. You have to give respect to Elon Musk. I'm totally against space exploration because it's a loss of our time and a loss of resources, and we're not going to get very far in space. But you have to give it to Elon Musk. What a man to have developed this renewable stuff where the state has never developed such things. The state was always wasting all resources to send the vehicle and lose it forever. Elon Musk is thinking in terms of sustainability. Aquanote says, JF, I thought that rocket video was footage because being played in reverse when I saw that tweet. Yeah, I mean, it's what Elon Musk does. He does re-landing of the freaking rocket. I mean, credit, because a rocket is a circular kind of thing. The degrees of freedom, the number of directions in which you would be wrong are infinite almost. It's like, if you're a little bit like this, the rocket starts spinning. If you're a little bit like that, it starts spinning in the other sense. To be right on the re-landing, you need absolute subtlety and the control and fine tracking of the energy and the angle of your energy. And it's not easy. It is an accomplishment, a great one. The Bias News reports model and Trump ex Kara Young has confirmed that former President Donald Trump told her she got her intelligence from her father's side of the family, the white side, when they were dating. Well, you know, let's engage on this question. Where do we get our intelligence from? And if you have a mother that is lower IQ and a father that is higher IQ, you get more of the genes for intelligence from the parent that is the most intelligent. And so I think Trump's comment deserves a genetic look. It deserves a look at the genetic question that Pfeiffer has been investigating and that I've been reporting on this show, which is ultimately the difference between the groups in IQ. Are they attributable to single letters of DNA that we know about? Naberius says, I'll be curious to see if he puts a colony on Mars. The big problem is the hostility of the environment. You won't develop an atmosphere on Mars. So you are bound to little bubbles of glass maintained, subsection of Mars. Now, the big problem with this, a single particle of dust that cracks your glass and you're fucked solidly. Now, will you have the expertise and time to always repair the glass in time before it empties your atmosphere? Will it happen so often? All right, this guy has been spamming too much. InfoWars Sensor comments. Change your nickname to JF Sensor's comment. You are a disagreeable being to be with, and I'm banning you forever. Musk neuters Twitter Ministry of Truth ahead of midterms. Fans of Star Trek The Next Generation may recall the episode where extra-dimensional dickhead Q is stripped of his powers for spreading chaos throughout the universe. Elon Musk did just that to Twitter's content moderation thought police. He had 100 people who had access to censorship tool. He boiled it down to 15. So 85 people lost their access to censorship tool, hopefully. hopefully he chose the right one. I'm afraid that in this, in the remaining 15 people, there are some very bad people in there. Check it out, Elon. Be serious about this. They will act in your back. Like, for me, they used the excuse that I was supposedly a spammer. But that's not the real reason why they wanted me banned. They wanted me banned because the ADL doesn't like me. They wanted me banned because people lie about me on my Wikipedia bio. They wanted me banned by standards of hate speech. But everyone knows very well that I don't do hate speech. I even ban people on my chat for hate speech. So they got me through an indirect path. You have to be careful with this, Elon, because your employees are going to play in your back. Suspect in hammer attack on Paul Pelosi. Pleads not guilty to attempted murder. Other charges. So the attacker of Paul Pelosi pleads not guilty. And based on what the lawyers are saying, it seems to be a plea of kind of insanity of some kind, where they will argue that he is particularly sensitive to disinformation. So they're doing exactly what the Democrats want them to do, which is, can you frame this as this guy was the victim of MAGA disinformation? That is what they want. They want to say he's not guilty of the crime because he was exploited by the disinformationist of the internet. I don't know if it's going to work in front of a jury, but it's certainly going to please the Democrats. And you could even have Paul Pelosi or Nancy Pelosi appearing in this trial and saying, we don't want him to be punished. He's a victim of Elon Musk's disinformation. We want Elon Musk to be punished. That's what he's trying. That's what they're trying. Thomas O'Ward says, I find it very virtuous that JF bans hate speech on his chat. I think Elon Musk probably agrees and does the same. I wouldn't want to ban people for this, but because we are in a society where I will get in trouble because of your speech, I have to. So in my view, free speech should be a thing on the internet. But as long as we're in this society where there has to be TOS to all, I will apply the TOS. I will ask for the TOS to be clear. I would like to have a clear TOS. I don't mind following rules. But I would want the rules to be understandable, because when the rules are ununderstandable, they are not clear, then it's the employee that determines if he hates you, he's going to ban you. And then the political bias comes in and shows up. Greta Thunberg calls for overthrow of whole capitalist system. Mask off. Mask off, Greta Thunberg. One moment. Well, no one is surprised. I've said for so long that the climate warming stuff, global warming stuff, is communism under the rug. And of course, the ultimate climate activist, Greta Thunberg, is a communist, of course. Vadet says, all the garbage that you post in this chat will reflect on JF, even passively, as it is his audience. So behave yourselves and try to be at least be funny, for fuck's sake. Yeah, because the people I ban, you know, are not people who come with a clever joke to criticize the TOS. They come with the most low level kind of, oh, let me break the TOS. Blah! Like almost vomiting their chat on the regular chat. I want a higher level than this. If you want to be part of JF community, Mama JF was saying on the regular chat, wow, literally, are you talking about Greta Thunberg?
The commies.
The commies are at the door, Mama JF. We were right to leave and to go into an igloo. Yes. That is the only place where they can't come.
Yes.
Because it would cost them so much carbon credits just driving to our place.
Yes. Me and Jeff with the sex tourism in North Pole.
Sex tourism in the North Pole.
With each other.
With each other. Yeah. That is a fine form of sex tourism. Do it with your wife.
Yes. Hey, I wanted to say something about the commies.
The commies?
Yes, because I was thinking about this recently.
Okay.
But, yes, because me, I understand you so much when you say the freaking communists, like, because in Quebec, like, it's so much communism, it's crazy. Okay, I think it's not like that in the U.S.
Yeah, it's true that in the U.S. you have more segregation, so you don't live among them. Like, you can find a spot in the U.S. where you'll be mostly surrounded by Republicans. But in Quebec, there is no such spot. I mean, they will run after you. They will come in on your land and say that somehow your sewer system is not up to code by the city code or whatever.
Yes, but like me, I think, okay, I just wanted to share my experience, okay? Because me, I think I understand you so much, but it's more like a feeling. Because me, I'm a woman, it's more like the feeling, okay?
You feel stuff.
Yes, and all my life...
Ben Shapiro is not happy about this.
Your feelings.
Facts don't care about your feelings, Mama JF.
Oh my god! Oh my god! But yeah, but actually, for women, they do.
They do.
Yeah.
Facts care about your feelings.
Yes, for women.
Well, arguably, they would not be facts if they had the possibility to care, wouldn't they?
Because you don't know how. Oh, you don't know, dear.
I can't understand. I would have to deprive myself of testosterone for 40 years and feel what it is to be a woman.
Yes, because like, since I was a child, like, everything was so weird. I was feeling so weird, like, to go to school every day. I think I've got freaking traumatized from this, okay? And all the other children, like, oh my god, it was so weird, like, and I remember, okay, at the lunch time, okay,
mm-hmm.
We would all eat together, and I remember I look at the other children, and they repulse me.
Yes, they're disgusting. The normies are disgusting.
No, man, you watch them eating.
Yeah, they go at the cafeteria. And
oh my god.
The old woman, the old communist woman, is just dumping a bunch of mashed potato on their plate. Ugh.
Man, just watching another human being eating, I think we're not meant for this.
Yes.
But like when I eat with you and like with my family members, I never felt repulsed.
Yeah.
But when I was eating with other children, I felt like they were freaking disgusting.
L'enfer, c'est les autres. That's what Jean-Paul Sartre was saying.
It's not the other. It's because you're supposed to eat with your family.
Yes, you're not supposed to eat among 100 people in the same room of the same age. That has never happened in our evolutionary history.
But look, it's not even... We should listen to all these little feelings because it really tells the truth. Like.
Yes, absolutely. I'm all for it. Follow your instincts. And if you find something bizarre, it's probably because it's legitimately bizarre. And it's probably because you've evolved to not see this. And here Mama JF is talking about a sense of disgust that she was experiencing in the cafeteria of the high school or the elementary school. And if she had listened to this from the beginning, it would have guided her to the lifestyle that we are living in family, home family, and stay at home and isolated from the public school system. Absolutely follow your instincts. Anti-Semitism watchdog slams AOC over tweet targeting pro-Israel organization. It shows her true colors. What did AOC say that is anti-Semitic? She says, shamefully, AIPAC is working for Republican control of Congress and further destabilization of U.S. democracy. Let's rally for Summer for PA. Help her out with a volunteer shift or donation today. That doesn't cross my threshold for anti-Semitism. Personally, personally, that is just a critique of an organization. I mean, we're at the point where Fox News is covering a critique of a political organization as anti-Semitism. Oh, you forgot to mention the other lobbies that are not funding your campaign. That's not the point. She's saying there's a problem with the AIPAC favoring our political enemy, which are the Republicans. That is not anti-Semitism, but we are at the point where any critique, any criticism ends up being labeled anti-Semitism. As soon as it concerns the actions, the political actions of a Jewish person or a group. Woman sees ultrasound of her baby and walks out of the abortion business. We have now confirmed reports of 228 babies saved from abortion since September 28th. And more reports are coming in every day. So that is great. I'm not surprised that when you show a baby fully formed like this, the woman has an instinctive reaction and she says, oh, you know what? Here's a life form. If it was a cat, I would protect it. It's a baby in my belly. I should definitely protect it. A drag queen simulates sexual acts at a family-friendly drag show at a bar in Dublin, California. This is bad. And I'm showing it. It's not so much the offensive nature of this all. It's just the ridiculousness of this. It's why would you go see a show like this where the only performer aspect of this is the fact that you have a guy dressed as a woman? Because there is no artistic performance at all. Look at this. Look at the number of women, childless women, in the attendance. Now there's someone saying there's some children over here as she is simulating an act of masturbation. This is not funny. Why? This is not funny. Even if you're in the liberal mentality, it's an adult person zinging. It's an adult person simulating masturbation publicly. I need 10 seconds. I'll be back, guys. But see, the childless women who are celebrating this and laughing, they don't actually find it funny. They're just enjoying that they are in the LGBT crew. They're celebrating the success of their political identification. This is not a spectacle. It's not interesting. You are barely dancing, by the way. It's not even dance. If you were dancing on a pre-recorded song, that would suck. But you're not even dancing. This is so bad. Let it happen, you know, let it happen. Oh, someone talks about the moral signal. He says moral signaling. I've been starting again to work on the moral signal. Very proud of me going back to the writing because I've been delaying this. I've been putting it on the side. Today, I spent the whole day working on the book. It's getting good. I love it. I've reread it. It is good. We're going to have a good book. We're going to get it before I die, for sure. Amazon starting its own line of sports talk shows. So on the Amazon streaming platform, there will be sports talk show. Some random bloke says AOC was right. Was right about what? He sends a Twitter link. Let's have a look about what this is. This is in 1980s Israel. Benjamin Netanyahu. We don't have America with us. USA is not a unified bloc. We have the Senate, the Congress, and a record strong Jewish lobby on our side.
יש את הסנאט, יש את הקונגרס, יש את הכוח היהודי שהוא עצום, יותר חזק משהיה אי פעם.
We have a strong influence over the general support in America.
יש דעת קהל, יש לנו כוחות כבירים בדעת הקהל שמתנגדים למדיניות הזאת, גדולי הפרשנים.
America won't force us into anything.
אמריקה לא תכפה עלינו דבר, אם לא נפעל.
Well, yeah, no one is surprised by this if you've followed politics, yes. There is a massive influence operation from Israel into America. So much so that it ends up controlling domestic policy and geopolitics internationally. Some random bloke says, what is JF's new book? I would like him to write books on evolutionary psychology. Well, it's exactly what it is, although I don't quote the domain of evolutionary psychology because I don't care about it and I don't use these words. But it is ultimately called The Moral Signal, and it's a treaty on the evolutionary basis of human civilizational behaviors and social behaviors. So that's what it's going to be. It will be evolutionary psychology done right, if you will. No, not November has started. We are November 1st. Reminder to all the lovely ladies on Gab that it is No, not November. Please refrain from posts that induce horned. We will take any actions necessary to keep you from stealing our seed. The month of absolute no masturbation has begun. The No, not November is on its way. Some random bloke says, can we get a signed copy for more money? Yeah, I've been selling one for $75. I already have about 20 sold. If you want, contact me on Discord. But I've warned every person that I sell it to. There will be about 100 numbered copies signed by me. But if you buy it now, you reserve it, you can choose your number. But I cannot promise when it's out. But I will keep you on my list, like I've kept everyone who has sent me $75. $75, by the way, includes the shipping and everything. So $75 is what I've been charging to other people. But don't expect it at any time, because I don't know when it will be out. Breaking: Netanyahu wins outright majority in Israeli national elections. Exit polls indicate Benjamin Netanyahu has won the election today for Israeli Prime Minister. Well, well, well. I don't know. Is that good news, bad news? I don't expect anything coming from Israel that could be good news for us. So it's going to be continuation of a man who's been very talented at recruiting the efforts of America for his own military conquest. So I guess that's bad. US Saudi Arabia on high alert over intel of impending Iranian attack. The planned strikes are believed to be targeting Saudi Arabia and Iraq. I don't expect much from this. The Iranians have been terrible. Terrible at military strikes. I don't expect them to be able to aim properly. I mean, it's just this. It's like, I want to be afraid of Iran, but holy shit, they can't drop a bomb within a 1 kilometer precision. This is not a moral conversation about abortion. This is a practical conversation about women's rights. Anne Hathaway tells The View that abortion can be another word for mercy. So of course she was saying this in the sense that my own personal experience with abortion, and I don't think we talk about this enough, abortion can be another word for mercy. Elaborating, she said, we don't know, we don't know. We know that no two pregnancies are alike, and it follows that no two lives are alike. It follows that no two conceptions are alike. So how can we have a law, how can we have a point of view on this that says we must treat everything the same? Well, pretty easy, lady. For the same reason that all lives are different, you know, all living adults are different. You don't know. You don't know if it's worth living for this adult or that adult. And yet, if you kill any adult, you end up in jail. So that's how you can have a law that applies to all pregnancy the same way. It's by having a law that applies to all citizens in the same way. So I think she's thinking of mercy, like in the case of medical issues. But the current use of abortion is not for medical issues. I think it's more than 95, perhaps 99% of abortions that are by choice. It is not a grave genetic disorder that you want to save suffering. It's just that you and your little female brain are believing that the life of someone else is not worth living. Breaking, the airport in Sao Paulo has reportedly been blocked by Bolsonaro supporters.
Ayo.
So across Brazil, I see scenes like this where the Bolsonaro supporters have accumulated. They're blocking the traffic, blocking the functioning of the country, because they're pissed that Bolsonaro has been designated as the loser in this election. We'll see if they get their way. But for now, that seems to be the situation in Brazil. That is it for tonight, boys. I've been sneezing a lot tonight, so I'll go get my allergy pills and I'll keep working on the moral signal. I'm like a machine. I've decided, you know, my autistic brain, when it decides not to work on something, it can take months. But when I'm back on it, I'm doing this all day. Nicholas Petris sends a super chat. He says, hello, JF. I've recently started getting into the game Undertale, not done with it yet. I think you might have said you played it. If yes, can you give us a brief review or rating? I find it to be an incredibly beautiful, powerful, and stirring piece of art. Do the music and story move you as well? Undertale. Unless it went by a different name that I would be mistaken about. I don't think I've ever heard about this game. Is this? Enjoy Underground Adventure. Undertale full game. What is Undertale? It's a role-playing game developed and published by indie developer Toby Fox. The game was released on September 15. The game has been well received by critics. I don't know if it's this. Is this it? There are other games presented as... There's Undertale on the Nintendo Switch. There's Undertale on Steam. Undertale right here. Look at this. Undertale. Some gameplay. Well, I did play that kind of game. I played Final Fantasy, I played Secret of Mana, but Undertale I never played. I don't think I'll ever give it a try because I'm too old yet at this point. Mama JF, what's up?
Me, I watched all the Undertale again. From,
you watched the whole thing?
From PewDiePie.
From PewDiePie.
Because before, I don't know why I had so much time left. Now I don't have.
Well, you used to watch these full play by PewDiePie.
Yeah,
he's playing for a game for like 36 hours on stream.
Why? I had so much time before.
Yes.
But... Yeah, it's not that good, but I think a really good game by PewDiePie was To the Moon.
to the moon.
I literally cried watching this.
You cried watching To the Moon.
Yes, it's so beautiful. It's like a movie. It's really nice. You should watch. You should play this.
Ah, yeah. That kind of moving music. And he's like, he's in his mind, and the doctor is in his mind.
Yeah, you remember.
Telling his mind to not think about his mind and get out of the mind, and
he dies. You need to remember something. Oh my, but it's so emotional. And there's another one by the same guy. You should play this.
Yeah, I mean, graphically, I mean, just looking at the game you mentioned, there seems to be a lot of dark stuff in your game. This game seems graphically better, but of course it seems to be coming from a more professional studio also, so I don't know, perhaps Undertale will have this indie aspect to it that you will like. I don't know either of the game. Much love, everyone. Thank you, Nicolas Petris, and join the Patreon or the Subscribestar if you would like to keep the show. To keep the show going, we need your support to keep going. Much love, everyone. I'm going to sleep. Bye-bye. Thank you.